Hey folks, this is Jose from The Jose Show. Today's episode is going to be about staying positive with Jose Roldan and Victor Hudgens. All right folks, are you ready for the show?
Are you ready?
This is The Jose Show. Jose Show.
All right. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Jose Show. Sorry we're 20 minutes late. We were having technical difficulties. I have no idea why, but it's technology and things are bound to happen, but we'll eventually figure this out. So tonight we have Victor Hudgens. You know, last week I put a T in there. So this is my friend Victor, kind of from last week. And he came up with a topic because I figure we need to bounce off of each other, and he titled it Staying Positive. And let me tell you, we live in a dark world, and definitely, you know, we do need to stay positive. But I'm going to let Victor take over here. He's the one that came up with the idea. So what made you come up with the idea of staying positive?
Well, honestly, the whole idea of staying positive came to me for the simple fact, just like you said, we are living in a darker world now, and just seems like anything and everything negative that could possibly happen to somebody has been happening. So like, yes. I'll use today, for example, just the simple stuff, just out of nowhere, we're up to like 30 or 40 car wrecks. You know what I'm saying? Just for no apparent reason. We have people literally just yesterday at around, no, sorry, day before yesterday, forgive me. There was a gentleman who lost his mind, set himself on fire, and ran into our local Walmart with a loaded handgun.
Whoa, you know that what
I mean?
Is...
So, yeah, you could look it up. There was some contradiction with it, but the point being is people are losing their minds and just doing outrageous stuff. And then I found out, and this is a little late on this one, but I couldn't help but figure it or think about it because, you know, I do work at a Walmart, and I work in the gardening department. And this was like a few weeks ago. I mean, there was a guy apparently after I just got done bringing one of my, you know, top stock carts all the way to the far back, come to find out, I guess not even 5 minutes, you know, guy was tackled by five police officers because he had a loaded handgun and I was the only one there with him. So thinking about each and every one of these scenarios has me thinking, it's like, you know, what's going on in people's minds? What's driving them mad? And, you know, as you say, the world's gone dark, and honestly, there's, my personal opinion is not enough people are using, oh God, forget, I'm terrible with wording today. Basically not staying creative, not keeping their minds distracted. They're overly thinking. And honestly, I honestly want to say anxiety of different kinds have a part to play in all this. And there's many, many different kinds of anxiety, from just your basic depression to my one that I have is HFA, high function anxiety. And trust and believe, I thought about these doing some of this stuff myself, but keeping myself in check, staying creative, and just keeping my mind distracted with more positive things, anything from reading comic books to video games to writing my book to, I mean, you know, what keeps your mind stable, Jose?
Well, let me see. Staying positive sometimes is very hard. Man, let me tell you, it's my mind, like even right now, is it feels like it's just running at 50 million miles an hour. And, you know, I'm constantly thinking of stuff I need to do later on, but I'm not worrying about the now. I'm worrying about the future. And I'm trying to learn how to take care of that. Now, the stuff that we say here is stuff that's happening to us. And if we say something that helps us, doesn't mean it will help you. So this is not medical advice. You need to actually see a professional doctor or therapist if you have any types of these issues, because, you know, obviously, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for telling somebody to go do something. So we are not telling you to do anything. You can just listen to us. Yeah. So I am on some anxiety medicine, and I'm not going to really go into the reason why I'm on anxiety medicine. But it helps calm me down. I've tried getting off of it, and hopefully eventually I will. But every time I try to get off of it, I get the sense of somebody wanting to come after me. I'm always paranoid. You know, I think somebody's behind me, or I just kind of clam up. And I know myself, I have a, I don't know what it is. I'm just self-diagnosing myself. Like, I have a hard time sitting down and watching a movie. I can sit there and watch it for 20 minutes, and then I have to get up and do something, and then I'll come back and watch it again, and then come up, or I'll get on my phone. And while we're talking, if you want to call, 813-995-7486. So I'm still trying to deal with it. You know, I have a grandbaby, as you see me post all the time. I do the podcast. I'm on the radio. And then I dabble in some acting and stuff like that. And, you know, plus trying to take care of my family, try to help run my dad's two businesses. And, man, my mind sometimes is like, whoosh, you know, blown, because it's hard to deal with some of that stuff. And, you know, sometimes you just got to take, you got to take a mental break. You know, whether you sit down in a dark room with your eyes closed, obviously I'd fall asleep, or turn on easy listening music. That kind of helps me. Like the other day, I found one of my vintage radios, and it actually works. It's from 1934, and I turned it on, and it had the dub, which is more of a not easy listening, but it's not headbanging music, and it kind of calms you down. They say music calms a savage beast, and it really does. Like, I was at a restaurant one time, and they had the music so loud, literally, I wanted to, like, punch the fish when it came to my table. I mean, it was just... I had to literally tell the people, like, and then I wasn't the only one that was complaining about it. So they turned the music down. I mean, when I'm sitting there eating, I don't want blaring music. I want to be able to talk to my wife, my children, my grandbaby, my dad, or whatever. And stuff like that sets me off. Now, and then, you know, so like I said, they finally turned it down. Then it was nice. And then the other night we went to a place and we had pizza, and the pizza was really good, and it's a good atmosphere. But, you know, they do karaoke, and it was extremely loud, and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, next time we're just going to order it and take it home. I guess you could say I'm getting old. I'm 51, but I don't know. I like to be a little bit more peaceful atmosphere. Not saying that it's wrong for them doing karaoke. Hey, I almost wanted to go out there and do karaoke with them. It's funny. Had I would have done that, I would have been so embarrassed, but yet I can get in front of the camera and it doesn't bother me. So it's just weird. But,
No, you're not getting old, man. I mean, you got to think I'm in my early 30s, and, you know, I'm the same way, man. I like to eat in peace. You know, like, me and my wife went to this place called Texas Roadhouse like last year sometime, and it was like their big grand, oh no, sorry, year and a half or so ago. It was like their big grand opening for the one out here. And we went in there, man. You want to talk about loud music? I couldn't even hear my waitress that was trying to take our order.
Oh, really? You
know? So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I totally understand all that kind of stuff. And just for me, I'm not on any medication or anything myself, but like, I'm always looking for like reassurance. And I'm always having to like, I don't know, like just like, I'm always paranoid that someone's coming after me. I just, you know, my mind yep. races 1,000 miles a second. I have trouble sleeping at night. And, you know, like no matter what I do, you know, it's just like my mind's just, you know, a week or so ago, my wife was sitting there holding me. I was almost practically having a heart attack. From it.
Oh, wow.
You know? Yeah. I mean, and not trying to like sound over exaggerating, but my chest was caving in. I had trouble breathing. I mean, I was doing those loud, silent cries. Look like I'm screaming to the world, but there's no sound coming out of my mouth. And my chest was caving. I had no control over my body. And my wife said that because I blacked out basically in my sleep that night. And my wife says that I was pretty much having seizures in my sleep from it.
Oh, crap. That sucks.
So, now, yeah.
That is crazy. Gosh. Now, so I have
to tell you. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I was saying basically like, you know, so the whole like staying positive thing is really, really hard because just all that negative stuff just came at me all at once and was just pretty much holding me down. And there's nothing I could do about it. So then most people can't control this stuff.
No, I agree. Now, I have one of the links up that I shared with you. It's from the Mayo Clinic. This is some symptoms of anxiety, okay? So, feeling nervous, restless, or tense, having a sense of impending danger, panic, or doom, having an increased heart rate, yes, definitely, breathing rapidly, which is hyperventilation, sweating, trembling, feeling weak or tired, trouble concentrating or thinking about anything other than the present worry, which I just said that, having trouble sleeping, that's a big one for me. experiencing gastrointestinal problems. I guess that means farting.
Farting, all the like literally nervous. It literally is nervous farting. it's weird, but it's a real thing.
I have that really bad. having difficulty controlling worry, having the urge to avoid things that trigger anxiety. So here are some of the anxiety disorders: agoraphobia, anxiety disorder due to a medical condition, generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, selective mutism, separation anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder, specific phobias, substance-induced anxiety disorder. And so definitely, if you're having any types of this stuff, don't refer to Dr. Google. I mean, if you've got some of those symptoms, obviously right. You want to go see your healthcare professional. Like I said, we're not doctors and we don't play one on TV. Mm-hmm. But definitely if you have any of those that I read, you need to see, a professional and talk about that. Now, also with anxiety, I have stress too sometimes. And some of the common results of stress on the body can include tiredness, insomnia or an issue sleeping, headaches, chest pain, muscle aches, lower libido, which is your sex drive, and appetite changes. So I know my appetite hasn't changed because I still like to eat like a horse, but it's crazy. Having stress and anxiety, and I'm sure that millions of Americans actually have some sort of anxiety. And some people can just turn it on and turn it off, I would imagine. What do you think?
Honestly, I guess it's to each their own. I guess it depends on who you are and how you pretty much uplift yourself or whatever. Like, I know for me, it's sometimes I can kind of control it. And then there's moments like I'll catch myself at work where I just got to walk away and hide in a corner because there's nothing I could do. I mean, I just start freaking out and stuff like that. And the crazy thing is like, even though we're trying to, stay positive and all this stuff, it's just like, I feel like anxiety is another force on its own. Like it's its own being. Like it like chooses when to attack you or not. But that's just me though. That's just me. That's just my personal opinion on that one. Cause it's some crazy stuff, man, especially HFA, the high functioning one. I mean, and the crazy thing is I know we're saying we're not like, going to diagnose, but you can't even diagnose this stuff. I mean, Dr. Borland even says so himself.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Definitely, I do feel a lot better than what I did years ago. Mm-hmm. And then myself, I am an overweight guy. I do have sleep apnea. I do have high blood pressure and something else I had. Sleep apnea. Trouble sleeping, which is sleep apnea. So that's insomnia. Like last night, I didn't get to bed till like 2 o'clock. And then I woke up. And then when I went to church, I did a lot of praying, if you know what I mean, falling asleep. And I don't mean to do that. It's just, I'm so tired sometimes. My daughter said it right. She didn't realize when she became an adult, she was going to have so much issues. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you don't understand. I mean, she's 25 and here. So basically I'm 26 years older than her. And, it does get easier, but sometimes you have your days. Like there's days when I get up, I don't want to get up. I just want to lay in bed. I'm tired. I just, don't feel like doing anything. And sometimes I got to push myself to get out of bed. And, it's just crazy, and I'm trying to do stuff like I'm trying not to drink as much coffee anymore because of the caffeine. I've been drinking a ton of water because I don't know if you can see it, but the doctor told me I need to drink tons of water. That's because of my sugar level. So stress, anxiety does not make your ailments go away. I mean, sometimes I think it heightens them from what I've read. And having diabetes, if you don't know what diabetes is, obviously, when I eat sugar, the sugar acts like glass in my veins. And it literally goes through and cuts my veins. So that's why I got to keep the sugar. Yeah. So that's why I got to have a diabetic eye exam every year. I got to lower my A1C. I think 5 and below is good. Mine up to like last year was up to 12. So it's went down. It's down to like 7, I think, which is good. So I've been staying on my meds. Definitely, all of us here have to take care of our bodies. Now, I take supplements, and like I said, you know, I'm not telling you to go out and buy supplements and stuff like that to cure whatever ails you. Always, always, always check with your healthcare professional. Now, I don't, but I'm telling you to do that. Do you take like any supplements?
I do actually. Zinc, C, Super B Complex, which has all my B vitamins in it. I also, on top of all that, take a multivitamin to add other ones because, you know, you can't really get everything that you can through your food. So you have to have some kind of supplements to, you know, do that. And also, I agree with you on the caffeine part as well. So basically, I'm actually trying to cut it out. And it's funny, as I'm saying, I'm sitting here sipping on a Red Bull right now, but it's my only one that I've had today. Yeah, but it's the only one I've had today. And just like you, I actually intake my wine. I drink one of these a day.
Oh, that's a gallon.
It's a 101.4 fluid ounce, 3 liter jug of water. I drink a whole one on the daily, and I started going back to the gym. So now it's time to shed some light on this conversation. Now that I got the anxiety stuff over with,
yeah.
And so basically, talk about fighting it. Yeah, and you are absolutely right about taking care of your body. And sorry if I sound like I'm yelling. I feel like I'm like half deaf before I even put these earphones in half the day, time today.
It's okay.
but yeah, taking care of your body or my body in general. So I use myself as an example. I feel great after leaving the gym. Like I feel happy. I feel, what's that chemical in your brain that gets released that makes you happy? Serotonin, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So,
I get a lot of it, I think.
But that's what I feel. Like I actually felt it kick in today. It was great. It was one of the best feelings I haven't felt in so long because I've been in such a dark place the last couple of weeks and I've been trying to dig myself out of it because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of feeling tired. And when I went to the gym, like today, I was sitting there running on the treadmill. I felt my body, you know, that tired feeling that your body's giving you. It's like, all right, time to stop. Let's call it good.
Yeah.
Fought past that. And it literally, and I don't know if any of you guys ever experienced this, but it literally, my eyes flashed. I saw someone flipped the light switch on inside of the gym and got brighter.
Wow.
If you know, so I guess that was like my adrenaline kicking in or something like that, because I had a second win. I just kept going for like another 20, 30 minutes. Yeah. There you go. So wow. Honestly, that's one of the things that I do to keep myself positive throughout the days is hit the gym. I also have been trying to get even more creative with some new voices I'm working on as soon as my sore throat goes away. But I'm actually going to update some voices for a couple of auditions that I came across on my backstage. So,
wow. Are they in Florida?
One of them is. I can't remember where though, but my memory's a little shot today. But yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. The only voice I can do pretty good is, Bill Clinton. How you doing there, son? Let me tell you something. Yes, I see the glass right there. I'll tell you. Yeah, where's Monica? Monica, hold on a second now, darn you. Okay, thank you.
Oh, man. That's a really good Bill Clinton. I like that, man. One of my favorite ones is I like to do Joker from Mark Hamill as close as I possibly can.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he did do the Joker one time. That is crazy.
With Kevin Conroy's Batman from the animated series. One of my favorite Jokers of all time.
Wow, that's crazy. So, I like the topic that you came up with. It's really good, to kind of shed some light and to let people know that they're not alone. You can always and don't think if you have to go speak to a counselor, whether it be your pastor, your pastor's wife, you get help from sometimes jobs offer counseling and if it's free, take it up. Sometimes it's good just to talk it out, to tell somebody that's not going to say you're right or wrong, but they're going to be there to listen to you. And then they'll offer options because I've had to do it before when I used to work at Pasco County Schools, we had, I think it was like 6 sessions. And stuff like that. Now I would advise you when you go there, you know, don't say that, I want to kill somebody and like Dexter did. And obviously they're going to tell on you. So don't say stupid stuff like that. Just tell them your problems. You know, if you're having issues with your wife, brother, sister, uncle, mother, father, children,
just
your
be
dog.
Honest with them.
Yeah, just be open and honest with them. And because trust me, I don't want to see the other alternative, which one of the alternatives is people kill themselves. And it's not worth it, because when you kill yourself, it, to me, this is just my opinion, it's the coward way out. And then everybody that loved you is the one that's actually going to suffer, because they're going to miss you. If it, you know, your mother, brother, sister, whatever, they're going to miss you dearly. And then you could cause them to go into depression. So it's almost like a domino effect.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely correct right there. Or, you know, or a rail car running off the rails.
That's one exactly or the other. It.
So yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And like for where I work, Walmart, we get 10 free sessions with that stuff. I actually had to use one of mine, like I said, a couple weeks ago, you know, and that's what? Why what started me getting better, you know?
Yeah, you got,
I
you
mean,
got
honestly, to. Talking, yeah, because talking about it, like I said, that not everybody's the same, but it, for me, it actually works. Being able to actually relate to somebody, and it was actually amazing to talk to somebody that actually didn't want to just make fun of me or shove pills down my throat so they can make a quick buck, because there are those out there too, you know, those do exist. So now, be careful who you talk to as well.
That is true. So if anybody would like to call and talk about this, 813-995-7486. Now I'm going to switch a little bit and I'm going to bring this into the stream and let me see if I can get it to work. Okay, so here is this movie called Gray People, and I started watching it on Plex TV, and it stars my good buddy and friend and actor, Dennis Mallon. And I think Dennis is actually watching, and because I know he sent us a heart. So if Dennis, if you're calling, I mean, if you're still listening, 813-995-7486, we'll have you on the show. This is actually, I'm not done with the movie, because like I said, sometimes when I watch films, I have to stop. And plus last night it was really late. It was like 1:30, 2 o'clock, and I had to go to bed. And so it's really, it's a funny movie. And basically it's about, you know, how we have, people of color or black people, like I used to call back in the day. Well, they have gray people. So these gray people, you know, they look great. It looks pretty cool. And it's a comedy. Oh, so Dennis, he just posted, he's at dinner. All right, buddy. I appreciate that. I actually, I talked to Dennis on the phone this afternoon, and you know, he's a real good guy. He, you know, he always asks about my granddaughter, and you know, this is, he's to me, he's like a mentor, and I appreciate him. But yeah, you got to check out his movie that he's in. It was filmed here in Florida, and it's called Gray People, and it's streaming now on Plex. It's totally free. Obviously, you're going to have some commercials, and but you know, hey, what the heck, you know? So it's almost a 2-hour film. I will probably finish it later tonight or sometime tomorrow. I have to be up early to help my dad. But now, you want to check this out? Do you get Plex on your apps or whatever?
I'll have to check on that, but I definitely want to watch that though. It actually looks pretty interesting. I like the art. I like the cover too.
Yes, the cover work here for the poster is actually pretty cool. But yeah, so check it out. And if you could, you could go to Dennis Mallon's IMDb page. He's got a ton of movies. He was in The Irishman. He was in Godzilla with Matthew Broderick. I mean, this guy's phenomenal. He's a good actor. And you know, what's better is I know him. So definitely check out this movie. So do you have anything else that you want to talk about?
Well, honestly, I think I kind of got through everything or skimmed through the notes that I had pretty much set for this one here and pretty much paraphrased everything because, yeah, honestly, there's really not much I could even I'm sorry. I went like totally brain fart here.
Yeah. So yeah. Did you say fart? Oh my goodness. I can't believe you just said fart. Okay.
Uh-oh. But no, just pretty much guys, don't let these dark times get to you. It's, you know, keep yourself happy, find something that keeps you happy. What I like to tell people, especially a couple friends at where I work, you know, because they were going through a depression as well, and to help them, you know, and luckily enough, they actually think like I do. So all of us are kind of doing the same thing. Find something that you're passionate about. Okay. Whatever it is, it could be anything. Everybody's got their own little kick. Okay. Find that passion, hold on to that passion, and just don't let it go, honestly, because that's what's going to keep the light on in your world. Because with these dark times coming in, guys, we need more creativity. We need more happiness. And gosh darn it, we need more laughter.
Oh, yes. Wait, did you say laughter? Hold on. Hold on.
Because I'm honestly tired of seeing people sad these days, and the sadness is starting to get to me. So I just want to see people happy.
Yeah, seems like you got somebody sad in the background.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, guys. That's one of the five over there.
Let's give her a hand. Wow, five kids. Lord.
Sick. Actually, I got a sixth one on the way. I got a son due here at the end of April. Oh, my
goodness, man. Holy guacamole, Batman.
That's my happiness right there. And that's what I need to hold on to. I need to remind myself that's what I got to live for. So
exactly. You know, well, like I guess said, you can everybody's say your got quiver's their thing. Full. Yeah, your uh-huh. quiver's full. Your quiver's full. You know what a quiver is, right?
To be honest, no.
I think I may be wrong, but I think the quiver is the little thing that Robin Hood held his arrows in. I think that's called a quiver.
Oh yeah. Okay, like the arrow sheath or whatever, I guess. Whatever
yeah. You call it. So yeah. Your quiver's full. Good Lord of mercy.
Yeah.
When you move down to Florida, you're going to need at least a 3-bedroom or more. Or no.
I do need I do at least a 3. But I would like a 4 though, so.
good Lord, you're going to need a freaking four what do you call mansion. Things? Mansion. Good Lord. Well, you won't find too many mansions in Zephyr Hills. You probably find more in Wesley Chapel.
No, I'm good on the mansion. I'm more realistic than that. A nice 3-4 bedroom house, I'll be happy with. That's it. I don't need nothing fancy. I got nothing my family fancy. For that. That's my that's fancy good. Right there. Is my family.
All right, folks. So before we go, if you want to call in, you can talk about what we were talking about or what you want to talk about. 813-995-7486. I would like to tell you what we're going to talk about next week, but I have no idea. You know, just kind of come close, so hopefully we'll get something prepared. You know, I got my phone right here, so give us a call. My daughter's not calling in this time to tell me that my grandbaby, you know, did the, you know, the dreadful, so thank you. I like using my sound effect. But actually, here's a cool sound effect. Let me find it. Where's it at? Okay. Let's see. You ever heard of Jack Vale?
Yes.
He's the guy that does the pooter and all that stuff on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, everybody. This is Jack Vale, and you are listening to The Jose Show, my favorite guy named Jose.
Nice. That's pretty cool. Huh? That is really cool.
And then there was this TV show on the Discovery Plus channel. They did like highlighting where they walked across the canyon on tight ropes. This is one of the guys.
This is Ryan Jinks, and you're listening to The Jose Show.
Yeah, I try to do ISOs of people. All right, folks, one last call for the 813-995-7486. Do you have a question you want to answer? Ask me or Victor. Go ahead and call. Now is your time. We're going to give you about 10 seconds, and then we're going to shut her down. So tick, 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 tick.
Tick, tock, tick, tock. Where's the Jeopardy thing?
Okay, folks. Well, I do appreciate. I do appreciate. I can't talk. I do appreciate you listening to the Jose Show. This will also be a podcast form, and it's also the video form for the town that I live in. Be sure if you're in Zephyr Hills, Florida, to check out the local establishments. Spend your money at For Honor and Glory, Cards and Comics. You got the Board Game Cafe. You got Coney Island. You got the Zephyr Hills Movie Theater. So go there and spend your money, because if you don't spend their money, they're going to close down, and then we're not going to have them. So, and I'm not saying they're closing down. I'm just saying I'm supporting local
businesses. Help out your local businesses, guys.
That's it. All right, folks. I appreciate every one of you, and you have a good day.
Take care.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to The Jose Show. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And see you next time on The Jose Show.